Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them all
dressed
like the $1 million,
bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. Real grateful for that. You know, it's funny, man. I remember when I first started out in radio, a lot of my peers laughed at me. Some of it was being mean-spirited. Some of it was just, you know, mocking me. I'm used to stuff like that. But I had as a special guest on my show, Joel Osteen. And you know something, man? He said something that was, I can't remember the scripture. I don't know exactly how it went. Like, we were having a long conversation. But the gist of it was, don't be upset with where you are now. And don't be upset with the small things in your life. Be grateful for the small things and the small position that you have right now, because you don't know where that's going. You don't know what that's going to be one day. You don't know what that's going to lead to. And that was very warming to hear him say that, but it also reminded me of when I started in radio, how small it was. It reminded me of when I started in stand-up making $25 a show. It reminds me of not having a home at a period in my life and what God has allowed me to live in now. So don't be distraught over your position now, and don't be ungrateful or unappreciative for the things you have now, because you don't know what that's going to grow into. And that's really the gist of that I got from what he was saying. I just wanted to share that with you, that where you are now is so temporary, because now, like I've said before, now is a fleeting moment. Right after you finish saying now, that moment that you claimed as now, that's gone. So the where you are now is a very fleeting process. Now, you can change where you are now, and you can change how you feel about where you're at now, and you can change about where you're going by simply changing your mind. It is no different. I'm telling you, folks, the thing that I've learned about successful people is not so much what they do. It's not what they have. The biggest thing I've learned about successful people is how they think. That's the thing that's different. It's how they think. And I'm telling you that you can change the way you think on any subject and start becoming successful towards that starting now. You have to understand that, man. The biggest difference I've noticed between successful people and non-successful people is how they think. I was reading where this guy said that he was taught all wrong about money. He said that his father was very negative about money. All throughout his life, he heard his father say, you know, people who got money have walked on somebody to get it or cheated somebody to get it. People who have money, money is the root of all evil. Money is this. And people who got money, you know, don't deserve it. They've done something wrong to get it. Yada, yada. So he said he grew up the whole time thinking that having money was something was wrong with that. He discovered that it wasn't. Look, you can choose to be successful any way you want to. I've chosen several ways to be successful. I want to be a very, very successful father. I think that's one of the things that's paramount in my life, that I really am working hard right now to become a successful father. Not a successful father in terms of money, but a successful father in terms of offering the amount of love and guidance and leadership and the example that my children need to look at. And that's what I'm really, really working hard at now. I want to be successful as a father, but also I want to be successful as a husband. You know, I want Marjorie to always know that she can count on me, to not have to wonder about me or look for me. You know, I want her to feel secure in the fact that I really have gotten it right, that I really am focused on being a good husband to her, because it means so much to me. You know, so I'm working hard on a lot of levels. I'm working hard. I'm trying very strong to be a successful motivator of people. I want to be a sharer of information to people that will uplift others and give others the same things that I've learned through the trials and tribulations of my life, but at the same time, share that information and use the power of this microphone to uplift people, you know, not to destroy. My show is not about, ooh, guess what so-and-so said, guess what so-and-so did. I don't like mean-spirited things about people. You know, I joke with people who call in, that's another thing. But I don't like destroying people with the power of the microphone. So I'm working very hard on being successful in a lot of areas of my life. Now, also, I do care about being financially successful, too, because my father, one of the gifts he gave me was a very simple gift. He told me a long time ago, he said, son, the best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them. And that stuck with me. And this was a hardworking man who was a coal miner, who worked construction his entire life. My father didn't have an easy life, man. My father didn't sit behind a microphone. My father didn't come to work and people cheered for him. My father wasn't famous. My father was just a go-get-it dude. Now, he instilled that in me, and I've taken that and applied it to my craft, and I thank God for him for that. But I do try to be financially successful so that I can do some things with it to help some other people. Now, am I opposed to having nice things? No. Do I apologize for having nice things? No. And why should I? I work. You know, I'm not on the radio asking to give me money, you know, so I can go buy a car. I'm working, so I don't feel how you want to feel, and other people do feel that way about it. But if success in terms of finance is what you're lacking, you can go about the business of doing that. I'm writing a book, and that whole book is about teaching people how to become successful. And man, I'm breaking it down in a way where everybody can get it, man, because I want the college student to get it. You know, I want the working mom to get it, the single mom to get it, the hardworking father that's been trying to hold his family together can get it, the father that ain't ever got it together and feel that because of that reason he can't be the father he needs to be. I'm writing something, man, to put it into words to let you know that God is a forgiving God, and that God is a merciful God, and that God can get you out of any situation you find yourself in. You just can't beat yourself up every time you make a mistake. I make mistakes all the time, man. I just got to remind myself to get up. I ask God for forgiveness. I call on his mercy and his grace, and I get up and I go again. But it's coming, man. And if finance success is what you want, you got to change your mind. You got to start thinking about how to produce it. The first thing you do is you got to ask. You got to ask to have a life and have a life more abundantly. That's a scripture, that he comes to you to give you life and to give you life more abundantly. That's a scripture. That ain't a joke. That ain't a theory. That's a fact. And the fact that if you don't have a life of abundance, you can get that by asking. Then it starts by believing. And the how-to, don't even worry about that. He takes care of that himself. He'll send the stuff your way. But you got to be willing to put some effort in this thing now, and you can do it. Okay, I know I was a little around the place today, but that's what it was. So, you know, let's go get it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
All right, everybody, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I haven't really decided how I was going to start the show this morning, because, you know, every morning I kind of take a different angle on it, and I just don't have an angle today. So the angle, let me try this. Let's start the show like it was a regular morning show. Hi, everybody. This is Steve Harvey, and welcome to the ride. Steve Harvey Morning Show. About to get you off to a great start today. It's a brisk morning this morning in some parts of the country. There's a overhead cloud and traffic out there. Please be careful on your way to work this morning. Drive carefully. Hope the kids get to school safely. And hey, we're going to have a fun time today. Well, that's how regular shows started. I can't see myself doing that. Hey, look here, y'all. It's Steve Harvey Morning Show. What up? Talked to God yet? Told him what you needed? Did you tell him you appreciate it? That's what I did, man. Spent some time saying I was grateful this morning. God looking out for us, man. Let me tell you something, y'all. Just because the blessing is delayed does not mean it's denied. Hang on in there, man. Don't give up, y'all. There's always hope. If you are awakened today, it is because God ain't through with you yet. Put a smile on your face. Face today with cheer. If you're going through some troubles, 10 toes down. Dig them in, man. Let's go. Put your knuckles in your lower back and brace yourself. Come on with it. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, mm-hmm. better known as Killer Juan Space, and the legend of Nephew Tommy. Junior?
Yeah.
What is it today, man? You seem a little happy today.
Yeah, well, you know, Mark, you just brought some of my attention, man. You know, this holiday parties and everybody, you know, when you get to Christmas and everything, there's a certain group of people who really don't care nothing about Christmas. They just want to play spades and domino. Yeah.
Well, hold up, Junior. What did I just say to make you think we was talking about Christmas? What did I say?
Well, I'm talking about before the show, Unc. I just thought about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the inside joke. Don't nobody know nothing about. Come on, let's try to connect these jokes, Junior. That's the one thing we got to work on. Is
we doing joke radio? Connecting.
Yeah, we're doing radio because I want to, you know, the fans is listening. So before the show started, we was talking about spades and cards. Now go ahead, Junior.
Thank you, Unc. I appreciate it. Like I said, it's a certain group of people who don't care nothing about
Christmas. You ask them.
Certain group of people don't care nothing about Christmas. It's some people coming over there to the house just to play spades and dominoes. That's it. Just to start a fight on Christmas. That's what they coming in there to do. Don't play your right card with them and see what happens. See if the turkey don't be on the floor. See if yams ain't gonna be on the table.
Baby.
Watch the greens if you just play out of turn and let a book slide and see what happens. You already know that, huh?
Yeah, but if you knock that turkey on the floor, your Christmas is gonna be real different in my house. I'm tell you that right now. I don't care.
It's something, don't care about no gifts.
People that come over your house to play spades on Christmas usually don't have a gift.
No, they don't never bring
How you put that together?
Yeah. I don't know. They just said, hi, why are you coming through the door on the Lord's birthday with a deck of cards?
This is fun.
But damn, dog. I mean,
that's all.
You ain't draw no name. You ain't bring no card or nothing. You done brought a deck of cards up in here. You know we can't play cards till late night.
All right, guys. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
We are lashing out this morning. We are lashing out. And this is for all you ladies out there that's wearing the eyelashes where they just way too long. They just way too long. Let's just dial it back a little bit, all right? And they start looking like a feather, a duster.
Yeah. Swiffer.
Yeah, you know, just
we can't see your forehead.
Lash it out. Let's go, cat dog.
Hey, it's lashing out. How can we lash you out?
I'm trying to reach Bianca.
This is Bianca.
Hey, listen, my name is Brian. My wife Jamie come up there and get her eyelashes done. Is who's the owner of this place?
I am Brian. What's going on?
Okay.
What's going on?
You're Bianca. You the one that owned the place?
I'm Bianca. I'm the owner. We opened about a year and a half ago. Proud, happy, black-owned, women-owned establishment. What can I do for you?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm sick and tired of my wife coming up there, and then when she get back home, she got these thick-ass eyelashes on, and they long as hell. You know, I mean, these eyelashes thicker than somebody's mustache. This is a damn shame, you know? Now, I done told her to take these...
Brian, hold up, Brian. Now, I may or may not be the person doing it, but whoever, I'm pretty sure probably, that sounds familiar, but whoever, we have a lot of customers, but whoever comes in here, they pick their lashes. We collaborate, but the girls are saying what they want done. They pick it. So if they're thick, they're thick because they want them thick.
Okay,
you know?
Well, these are too thick and they too long. Your eyelashes ain't supposed to be sticking away out past your nose. That's a damn shame. But let me tell you what I'm getting at though. Here's my reason for calling. If my wife come home one more time, say what?
Brian, can you simmer down? Because I mean, I'm running a business here, and you sound crazy. They can hear you through the phone. The girls are looking at me in the chair. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Can you calm down? You're loud and screaming.
All I'm saying is, if my wife come home with these long, thick-ass eyelashes again, I'm going to come up there and raise holy hell at that damn place. I'm telling you the truth about that.
You're not... What are you talking about? Why are you threatening me? You are not coming up here.
I'm coming up there if my wife come home with them thick-ass long eyelashes again. I am.
No, you're not coming up here. We just opened a year and a half ago. We are doing good. We don't need no drama from nobody. You need to talk to your wife. Fix your marriage. Don't come out here taking it
ain't
out
nothing wrong with my marriage. The only thing wrong with my marriage is these damn thick ass eyelashes and they too long. Well, that's the...
Why are you calling me with this? See, now I'm yelling.
Because
at
I'm calling because this is where she got her eyelashes done.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Then you need to talk to your wife. Okay, I need to calm down. I'm running a business here. What you trying to do? Sabotage me? What you work for the competition?
I ain't trying to sabotage somebody... nothing, but I tell you what, if she come home with these long, thick ass eyelashes again, I'm going to come up there and I'm going to find all the violations of codes and everything, building codes, and I will get you shut down if we don't stop these long, thick ass eyelashes.
Okay, Brian, I'm from the South Side. So, motherfucker, you need to back up because now you're threatening my livelihood. Yes, I'm going to go there with you. You threatening my livelihood. You threatening the jobs of so many girls here. What are you doing? You need to talk to your wife and you need to back the fuck up. And I am sorry to curse. We try to keep it classy here, but now you're making me lash out from lash out. Motherfucker, you need to back up. This is my job. And people have jobs. What are you doing? Threatening to come up here? I will call the cops on you, and you will not be able to come up here, and we will not let your wife get her eyelashes done. And you need to fix your marriage because you got some anger issues. Clearly, you pissed off at your wife, and you calling us threatening to ruin our business. Ryan, what is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Jamie.
Okay. Does anybody in here know Jamie or do Jamie's lashes? Okay, it's like four girls raising their hand because everybody goes to somebody different. So I don't know who does Jamie's lashes, but you got some anger issues, okay?
I ain't got no anger issues. The only problem I got is my wife having some long, thick eyelashes, and they further out than her nose and thicker than somebody's mustache. That's what I got a problem with.
Okay, you know what? Jamie just needs to leave your ass because... If you got an issue, call her. Why are you calling us?
I'm calling the people that put... Why wouldn't I call the people that put the thick-ass eyelashes on? Why wouldn't I?
Well, first of all, you need to talk to Jamie and send her up here. We're going to tell her not to leave your ass, first of all. Second of all, I cannot help you. You are interrupting my grinding, okay? You are interrupting our grinding, and we got a business going here. What is your problem? Can't you go do some work? Go and talk to your wife and fix your marriage.
I tell you what, Bianca. I tell you what. You're not trying to fix.
You
ain't trying to fix the problem. I'll be up there, and I will bring somebody that will shut
down. Somebody call the cops right now. Call them now. Tell them somebody is coming up here and they threatening us and lash out. Call. See, they three girls calling right now. So bring your little up here, motherfucker. Come on. Bring it up here.
Is Carmen up there?
Yeah, Carmen is sitting in my face right now. What is going on doing? You know him, Carmen? Why are you asking me about Carmen?
Where's Carmen at right now?
She right here looking at me. What is going Carmen?
Is she laughing?
Hold on. Yeah, now she's starting to laugh. What the f*** is going on? Y'all got me looking crazy at my
shop. Bianca, calm down, baby. Check this out. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girl Carmen got me to prank phone call you.
Oh my God. Carmen! Okay, you know what? Y'all got me out here looking bad. I cannot. Tommy, Nephew Tommy, oh my
nephew.
God. Oh my
What's
God.
Up, baby?
By the way. Oh my God.
What's up, girl? I'm just lashing out a little bit. That's all. I'm just lashing
out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Nephew Tommy. I was acting crazy.
You got to tell the nephew what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
The one, the only Steve Harvey Morning Show. Always. Forever. I love y'all.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our chief love officer, Steve Harvey, in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, we have some good news for you, Junior, about your favorite group, Jodeci. Tell you about that in just a few.
Ooh,
it's exciting news, too. Remember Montgomery chair slinger Reggie Bernard Ray? Well, he's going to avoid jail time after hitting someone with a chair in the big Montgomery brawl. We all remember that. And Northwest makes her rap debut on stage with her dad. That is all coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Ngozi in Charlottesville says, my mother backed into my car leaving our house. My husband is being unreasonable by telling me not to file an insurance claim. He wants my mother to pay for it. Isn't that what insurance is for? Do I make my mom pay or file the claim?
Oh, he don't like
Well, your husband is being cheap. He don't want that mark against his insurance. But man, make your mama pay?
Dog, come on,
I can't even, man. Dog, I wouldn't care what my mama did. Set the kitchen on fire. We just got to go in here and get some new damn cabinets. I can't charge my mama, man, for nothing. I wasn't raised like that, so I don't even know how to play with y'all. But this mama thing, you got one. That's all I can tell you. You got one. You know, you
but
don't
it's
get
her
another.
Mama, though, dog.
Yeah, I know it's her mama, but he got to be respectful of that.
Right.
True that.
Like I respect Marjorie's mama.
Right.
You know, as if she would mind. I got respect. She's a mother, dog. And she's older. That's the part I don't understand. Our generation, man, some of y'all, man, we done got away from the way it is. It's just called some damn respect, man.
Respect
that's
elders.
All it is. It's respect your elders. Honor thy mother and their father, and thy days on this earth shall be long. Y'all ain't heard none of that? Well, damn, you need to learn something, man. It's about respect, because one day you're going to be old. Old is the goal. I don't understand, man. Damn, dog, just report it to the insurance company.
Yeah.
Those types of accidents ain't bad. Now, if you out there in a hit and run and a car accident, but somebody bumping into your car in your driveway, them ain't bad. Them don't count like that. Bruh, get a grip, man. Respect the girl's mama and don't make your mama pay for it. Call your insurance company.
That's
period. That's how it's done.
Yeah. All right, moving on to Elle in Indianapolis. Elle says,
don't let your mama do nothing now, dog.
That's right. Elle says, I'm pregnant with my first child and I met this great guy that wants to date me. My child's father ghosted me 2 months ago and I'm due in February. Is it wrong for me to get to know this new guy while I'm pregnant with another man's baby?
Slow your ass.
First of all, I'd like to meet this new guy. Who the hell is he?
Why? Because he's dating a woman that's pregnant with someone else's child.
You don't find that to be a little rare?
Yes, of course. I mean, I know it's been done before, but yeah.
Yeah.
But it just
I mean,
means
you showing that. That much. We need.
So it's based focus on a trimester? Is that what you're
focus on meeting your baby that's coming in February. Worry about that.
You're trying to this new guy that ghosted you. That don't mean this new dude ain't gonna ghost you. I don't like answering questions like this because the woman's pregnant. But listen to me. Stop getting out of one situation into another situation. Just wait. Why you got to do something now? He ghosted you 2 months ago. So you going to get another one. What now? What you think he going to be in a delivery room? I mean, what's the purpose of the new guy? You just met him. Like Tommy said, go meet your baby. Damn, say hi to him or her. Finish it. You know, have yourself a nice, healthy pregnancy. You know, try that. Why you got to have a man? Don't you know that these men ain't working out for you right now?
Hello.
Just go meet your baby. I can't.
So don't
give
date
him
the
a
guy.
Chance. Mm-hmm. Date him. Where y'all going? You finna go to the hospital.
You have 9 months pregnant. She can date.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
She can't understanding.
She can't go to the
you
movie.
Go out to
she
eat.
Can't
but
eat. She can't.
He's got to stay there and wait on the baby.
Baby start coming now. He got to run down there. They're going to accidentally put his name on the birth certificate. You don't get me.
Oh, that's what you're afraid of.
Starting to look like child support to me, man.
More poverty.
Yeah, this looks like 18 years of payments to me. I'm just like,
All right. Moving on to Chris and Paramus. Chris says,
My wife and I experimented with another girl, and it didn't do anything for me. My wife loved it and wants to do it again. I hate that I ever asked her to do it because it's all she talks about now. Do you think this is something she's wanted all along?
Can you answer this one?
It did nothing for you, and it did everything for her. Mm-hmm. Let me explain something to you, bro, what you're not saying in this letter. It's some inadequacies going down in this letter. So let me explain something to you. She agreed with you because you brought it up as an idea. She loved it. You didn't. Now, you brought it up to your wife because of an inadequacy in your relationship. So here you brought in the third party. Now, the third party got in. You didn't care for the third party. She loved the third party, which means she was feeling inadequate about you.
All she talks about.
You see what I'm saying? See, you're following this here, dog? Now, you wasn't happy with what she was giving you, and obviously she wasn't happy with what you was giving her because she want that other girl back. So maybe you have discovered that y'all's sexual relationship and relationship ain't worth a damn. That's what it sounds like to me in the letter.
You think she's going to see the girl on the side without her husband's knowledge?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because that's what dudes do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You don't want to see her no more. Well, let me holler at her by myself then. Yeah. All that done happened, dog. And it ain't just because you introduced it. That's a big part of it. But you allowed it. And now you found out.
Yeah. What was he doing?
You ain't careful what you ask for. Like you think. She liked getting her bacon fried extra crispy.
All right. Let's move on to our last one, Steve. This is from Andrea in Clinton. Andrea writes, my husband had a hand towel in his bag that he said he got at the gym, but it was too nice to be a gym towel. I guess he thinks I'm stupid because he's sticking to his lie. Why do men lie instead of just saying they messed up and apologize?
Why would he do that?
Why would he do what? Bring the towel home?
I messed up and apologized over a washcloth. What? I got the washcloth at the gym.
You sticking to it, huh?
I know you say it was too nice for the gym, but they got to buy some new ones sometime. I was there on new washcloth day, and they just set them out, and I put one in my bag. Why would I tell you I was over a girl's house and put it in my gym bag? Why would I say that?
Why? All right. On that note, we got to end it. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, after opening for New Edition's latest tour and doing their own tour, it is official. Junior, are you ready for this one? Jodeci is headed to Las Vegas for their new 2024 residency.
Come on.
Yeah. The show is called Jodeci, the show, the after party, the Vegas residency, okay?
Ooh, yeah.
You ready for it to start? Here are the start dates. March 15th at the Mandalay Bay Resort in the House of Blues. The first leg of their residency is March 15th through the 24th. And then it's going to resume in July the 5th through the 13th. So there you go, Junior. Those are the dates. Pre-sale for the tickets start today at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Well, I've been watching you for a very long time.
And the tickets are available at the House of Blues, Live Nation, and Ticketmaster sites.
Wait a minute, man.
You going, Joe?
And your feet, Joe.
Yes, I'm going. Of course, I got to go, man.
I'm going.
Get out there early.
Mm-hmm. Why I got to get out there early?
You get out on the first run, because that second run in July, that might not happen.
First day, March 15th.
Got it.
Yeah, you probably need to be out there early.
But they're older now.
The dispute happened.
They're
older now, and plus they toured with a New Edition, and I think New Edition is such a professional group of dudes, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Them dudes is real down with how they stay together and make their money, and I think maybe they influenced them. Set them down and talk to them. You just got to talk Casey and JoJo. I don't really know all the rest of them names, but Devontae and Gigolo and them.
Just my Gigolo. Gigolo. Did you say Gigolo?
Gigolo.
His name is Casey
JoJo, Mr. Dalvin, and Devontae.
Come on now. This ain't Air, Wind & Fire now. Come on. You ain't never had trouble. Air, Wind & Fire been around 40 years. They heard no trouble. Ah, the brothers ain't no trouble. Just see all my groups who ain't no trouble.
Right. Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going.
Yeah. So you go. Y'all just got a
group
and
just can't be a damn group.
Yeah. Well, if a fight break out, I'm in there with Jodeci.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to an R&B concert to fight. That's a damn shame.
So who else would you?
Why don't you just go to? Just go to a hip hop concert, Junior. Just get it over with.
He's going to see Jodeci.
Either go to a hip-hop concert or a new comedy show, because that's what they do in new comedy shows now. They fight. I don't know why comedians have given up on the objective that we're supposed to have, which is to make people laugh. Your job is not to go up there and be as insulting as you can. Now, if you get a heckler, then that's a free run for you. Mm-hmm. If you get heckled from the stage, you have every right to dismantle this person by any means necessary. Yeah. But y'all just trying to get into comedy? Just listen to me. The objective is to make people laugh. That is the objective.
Okay.
Y'all slowly started turning it into shock. Let's say the most shocking stuff. Then you turn around into, let's say, the most degrading stuff. And then it became insults. And now comedy is a damn fist fight every weekend.
Wow.
Shocking is not funny.
It's not, man. The reaction should be laughs, not oohs and ahs. That's not what comedy is. Mm. And there are the comedians who have gotten that very, very confused. I know exactly what I'm talking about. So it don't matter. You old Steve. This is the way it works. This is how you make the money. Because the people who don't make people laugh do not make money. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Ain't nobody paying to come see you fight.
Not at all.
Okay. I'm not.
UFC wide open, dog. So, like, you know, for me, man, like I say, the comedy just took a turn. And I don't think it was for the better. There are still great ones out there. Like, I'm going to tell you who I've really enjoyed lately watching out on stage is Cat Williams. I've really enjoyed watching Cat Williams lately because his comedy has changed. Now, I remember Cat one time said, man, out there telling all them old ass jokes. Well, now Cat old. And now guess what? You can only talk about your existence in comedy. And Cat is mastering that part of his life now. And, you know, talking about his mistakes and run-ins. And I really, really enjoyed this brother's comedy about his age, about aging and getting older. Because Adele Givens did it at the Def Jam 25-year reunion. Mm-hmm. Adele Givens went out there, man, and her her routine at Def Jam was so dope, man. It was all about getting older. And everybody in the audience who was watching Def Jam 25 years ago, who are now older, could relate to everything she was saying, because your comedy has to be relatable to your life and your world now. And that's when comedy becomes very real, because every good joke is 95% truth. 5% we add color to it. But a good ass joke is 90 to 95% truth. Like, I did a joke about, it was a news story that came out about SeaWorld. And I wrote a joke about SeaWorld. And it was current news event. But it was the truth. Well, you couldn't get mad at me. But I just gave you what the whale was thinking that day when he came to work. Okay. And the whole joke I wrote was the whale's attitude when he came to work. It was just one of them days. You know how they hold a little fish up and you jump and you get the fish. This was the day the whale didn't want to do that. And he didn't. He wanted more.
We know the story.
Thank you. We don't want to see it, though. Yeah, you got to see it.
That's why I can't do stand-up right now, because of moments like that, because the climate has changed now. And I'm just giving you an example of how a joke should be 90% real and who I've enjoyed telling jokes. That's all I wanted to say. Y'all have a great day. But the next joke I'm doing is going to be on purpose, though.
It's coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, an heir to the Hermes fortune plans to leave his $11 billion fortune to his former gardener. We'll talk about that right after this.
What? Need to leave it to Marjorie.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, this story is wild right here. 80-year-old Nicholas Puek is the Hermes family heir that has shocked his entire family. He announced that he has plans to adopt his 51-year-old former gardener and handyman and leave his $11 billion fortune along with $5.9 million of properties, worth of properties to his former gardener. Puek is the grandson of the Hermes founder, and he owns 5.7% of the company. But he fell out with his wealthy family over 10 years ago over a business decision that he did not agree with. Puek is single. He has no children, and he considers his gardener, whose identity has been withheld, to be like family to him. The gardener reportedly is from a modest Moroccan family, and he has a Spanish wife and two children. If Puek goes through with the adoption, the gardener and his family will inherit $11 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars, and have several homes valued at almost $6 million. So it's good to be a gardener.
Well, I'm not
right
going
to
say this is true or not, but the prayer for his death is right after that. You can believe that God.
Whoa.
Any day now.
Can you adopt an adult? Can you adopt a grown person?
Do anything.
I think you can. Yeah.
White people. Mm-hmm. They billionaires, Carla. And white people do anything. Karl Lagerfeld left his entire estate to his cat.
To his cat, yeah.
I've heard of that, but I'm saying, can you adopt an adult?
Yeah, I believe you can. I think some adults have done that.
Yeah,
I tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Because, like, right now, I want to be his boy.
Yeah.
You want him to adopt you?
That's your dad. That's my dad.
Yeah. Hey, daddy. Yeah. And if he really want to leave the money to somebody, he ought to leave it to Marjorie. I don't know what the hell he's giving this little damn gardener for, because Marjorie done made a heavy contribution to your ass, and I think you should give some of it to Marjorie if you need to adopt some damn body else. Get you a daughter, too.
Okay.
Hermes is now the third largest publicly listed company in France, with an estimated value of $200 billion.
He get 5% of that. 10%.
A lot of money.
20
right there.
Billion. About 4 billion.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine his gardener? What his gardener is thinking?
And I used to cut yards.
See, it's good to be the gardener.
Cut the wrong,
I get over there and go and give me them hedge cutters and see if I can get in on some of this here. Hey, monsieur. Hey, monsieur, I'll go some plant consume, please.
Will you stop?
Monsieur Hermes, how can I help you today? Stefan, I'm your new gardener, Stefan. Oh, something happened to the one you had adopted, so I am here to take his place. Yes, it's me. Oh, I don't know what happened to him. One day I see him, the next day I don't.
Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll play One Has to Go right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time to play One Has to Go. All right, lying, cussing, sex. One lying, has to go.
Sex ain't going nowhere. Lying ain't going
nowhere. Well, I gonna take cussing out.
Cussing,
we got, yeah, huh? Cussing,
get
rid of cussing. We gotta pull a cussing out.
Yeah, I'm gonna lie. Cussing,
I'm gonna lie without cussing, but I'm gonna be happy.
Sex and lying gonna stay though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I agree.
You all agree. All right.
That was easy for us.
As a female, I agree. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One has to go. Wife, kids, side piece.
Oh. Side piece.
Excuse me, the delay?
What is taking so long to answer this? This should be easy.
I said side piece. I'm done.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Jimmy. Uh-huh. Someone with some sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I can't answer that because I ain't got no side piece. That's
so then that's your answer then, yeah, right?
I ain't got no side piece. I'm just...
We're just playing a game.
This ain't no damn game. Y'all ain't playing. Why we under all of the pressure?
I played the last comedians on the show.
It's just a game.
I played the last one.
It got quiet as hell when you said that.
I know. All right, right, think now about that one.
Side piece.
Wife, kids, side piece. Seems like you would just automatically say side piece.
I still don't.
That's what we're waiting
dilemma
on. Like Junior.
Who was taking
I
don't know. I didn't say man. I ain't do that. I just said side piece.
Yeah, right. Man, Junior, immediately. Junior, and you're a newlywed.
I got grandbaby now.
We'll do it right behind Junior. Side piece, side piece, side piece. Let's just do it again. Come on.
You're so convincing.
All right. One has to go. Shaka Khan, Whitney, Aretha.
Oh, jeez.
It ain't Whitney. I'm down to two. I'm going to say Aretha. I'm gonna say Aretha. I know that's crazy.
You lost your Detroit mind.
I'm sorry, I just
must the queen.
I had to pick one.
Your little short ass is stupider than I thought. Oh, God.
Okay, and who was yours, dog?
His ass said Aretha Franklin.
Queen.
We need to quit playing this queen game right here. There's some people, man, that pull their car over time.
This. What?
All of them in Detroit, too.
Respect.
I'm sure I'm been an N-word for the last 4 seconds.
Yes. Right from right here on this show.
But in your defense, Tommy, that's a very hard one.
It's Shaka hard.
Because sing her behind. Yeah. She's a legend.
But she one has
her
to go.
Voice for me has given me so much joy.
Mm. Yeah, Shaka,
one of the three, wrong. Though. Mm. Which yes, one got to go, Steve?
The next one. Come on, we have more.
Just out of respect, I'll just say Shaka had to go.
Yeah, respect. All right.
And I don't even mean that.
One has to go. The OJs.
Hey.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, he ain't gonna make
hell
it.
No.
The Temptation.
Oh, no.
One
has to go.
Okay, one more time. First
OJ. The OJs.
OJs, Earth, Wind, and Fire, yeah. The Temptation.
I'm just gonna tell you.
Again, Detroit, stand
who
up.
Has given me the most joy in my damn whole life is mm-hmm. Earth, Wind, and Fire. No group has ever meant more to me. They mm-hmm. can't go.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's the one Eddie, that got to go for me.
Levert is one of the greatest lead male tenors I've ever heard.
One has
I
to go.
I cannot let the OJs go. They mean too much to me. They from Cleveland.
You said the Temptation.
Ain't nobody gonna see you, Otis.
You out your girl. Rabbit ass mind now, dog.
David Ruffin and Korn. Eddie Kendrick.
What?
Dennis
the 3rd of September?
And Dennis Hill.
Just my imagination.
Hell.
All right. That was a hard one. All right, coming up next, the nephew with today's prank phone call.
Wait, whoa.
He said Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I said Earth, Wind, and Fire got to go out of them three. The Temptations and the OJs and Stan. And I stand on that.
Why you got to be all that?
All right. prank phone call coming up next.
Your ass is out the family.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, he can laugh, but I can't. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
I got it for you, sir, but let's get back to this attitude that he got with me. I don't understand that.
Your uncle?
Yeah, because we had to get rid of one. It was the temptation to OJ's at Earth, Wind, and Fire, and your stupid ass picked Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I did, because I'm an OJ fan, and I'm a Temptation fan now.
Your ass is out the family now.
Wow. They kick him out the family because he didn't pick
OJ. Get rid of OJ's and they from Cleveland? How you do that?
Dog, I didn't get rid of the OJs. I kept the OJs. I kept the OJs there with the fire. I didn't like getting rid of Temptation. That hurt my ego because they got way too many damn hits. But I can't. LeVert and them mean too much to me. But I'd be damned if I'm going to sit up here and let you blasphemous and say get rid of the hell.
Blasphemous?
Ain't nobody getting rid of it.
It's just damn a game, guys. It's just a damn game.
The game over.
It's just a game.
I can't tell.
The game over. This real life.
We talking about the Temptations. We talking about Hitsville. You got rid of the Temptations.
My girl.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
They have their own movie.
Okay.
Christmas Eve, I'll be watching the tradition.
Earth, Wind, and Fire ain't got no damn movie.
Oh, man.
Earth, Wind, and Fire ain't got no movie.
Still alive.
Otis.
Hello.
You know I'm in a Temptation group running around here. What?
They on Broadway.
They still live on, is what I'm saying. Ain't nobody took no time to say, wow, we should do an Earth. Let me ask you a question.
Let me tell you, since you don't think it's important, would you rather be living on or living? Hello?
Since you don't think it's important.
Because the option is clear. I'd rather be living. Damn, living on.
Your legacy.
I don't want to be a member.
Now, I can see a movie on the OJ. Now, I can see that.
What's the prank, nephew?
Yeah,
that's what you need to do, Joe Ragged Ass. Go ahead.
Just mad because I ain't on your side with this. 316, apartment 316. Apartment 316. And that's what you need to read, 316. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Dale.
Yeah, this is Dale.
Hey, Dale, how you doing, man? My name is Vaughn, dude. You live in, I'm trying to make sure I got the right dude, man. You live in Port, right? Apartments?
Yeah, I live in. What's going on?
Okay, you live in apartment 316, right?
Yeah, is it something I need to be worried about? What's going on with my apartment?
Oh, no. Everything cool with your apartment, man. I got your number from a lady at the leasing office.
Regarding?
Say what now?
What's it in regards to?
Well, actually, what's going to happen is I'm going to move to court. And what I wanted to do, you know, see, man, every apartment I've always lived in apartment 316. And I know you in 316. So, the girl at the office gave me, because I don't want to move nowhere else where I can't be in room 316. I got to be, it's just real superstitious, I know, but I got to have apartment.
Hey, hold on. You say your name, Vaughn?
Yeah, I'm Vaughn.
Right, Vaughn. And who gave you my number again?
One of the ladies at the leasing office when I was over there.
Who was it?
I can't really remember her name, man.
Listen, cut this shit. I'm gonna tell you like this, man. Don't call me for nothing like that, man. Now I ain't moving out of my apartment, man. I've been staying there for 4 years. When I move out of the apartment, I move in the house. You understand? All this shit you got going with your, whatever it is, your 316, your 132. That's on you, man.
No, it ain't 132. I gotta stay in 316, man. See, that's what I'm trying to say. I didn't sign the lease, so I'm stuck with it. I got to get that apartment. So I'm gonna try to tell you, would you like to? Which other apartment would you like to move to? And I go on and get them to move your stuff.
Ain't nothing moving. Only thing ain't gonna move is them numbers. You can add them up, divide them, do whatever you want to them, but I ain't moving. So you gonna have to get that to your head, man. And really, I'm because I don't know who the gave you my number with like this. I'm at work and calling me with Because I don't even know no Vaughn.
No, you don't know me, dog. I asked them who was in 316. They told me
that ain't none of your business who in 316, man.
Hey, listen, man. I'm trying to do this as respectful as possible. You know, like I said, I really can't function unless I'm living in a...
Disrespect me then. Do it disrespectful then. Because I'm going to show do this. You call me with like this, I don't give a favorite. No, I don't care if that was your favorite scripture.
Okay, hey, dog.
Call me with like that, man.
See, now you're going to make this hard. Okay, so let me tell you this to you. I already told the lady I want to be in 316. She told me I needed to deal with Dale. Now, I'm trying to deal with you in a polite way. Okay, because like I say, I can't function, man, unless I'm in apartment 316. I can't even get them to go to work. I cannot function, okay? I have to have that apartment number, dude.
All right. So, it sounds like you got a problem on your hands, man. Whatever your problem is, that's your problem. Ain't got to do with me. Don't call me no like that. Like I say, I've been staying in 316. I'm going to stay in 316 till I move to a house. You need to find something else to do. And really, I'm off at the... that gave you my number to call me with is. I can't believe
that. Hey, first of all, let me say this to you. I don't like the way you're talking to me. First, and I told you I got a
problem. I don't like the way you come at me with that coming at me with a number. What the I look like you, man? 316. What?
Excuse me, dog? What you say?
You calling me with this. I tell you what, man. Come at me or come at my apartment with that. You gonna see it, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm trying to handle this respectably, man, okay? All right, that's what I'm trying to do. Dale, listen to me. I'm trying to tell you honestly, dog, I cannot function outside of them three numbers. I have to live in apartment 316.
That ain't my business, man.
Dog, I don't want to have to come move your but I do.
Hold on, run that back. What you say?
I said, I don't want to have to move your
I thought there was a said that down. That me up. What you going to come move my hey, matter of fact, come on. Come move 316. 316, I had a 316 for you. Come on, man. Come on, come move my man. Come on, 210 solid. Come on, move your all kind of going on in the world, but no, I got 365 days deal with this. I'm at work. You want? I'm on my 9 to 5, and you come at me about some 316. I'm gonna whoop somebody. That's all I got to say, man. It's gonna be you. Before I deal with you, though, I'm gonna get the lease now for even giving you my number. All day.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to tell you, I have to stay under them numbers, man. I have to. I'm superstitious like that. I know everybody ain't like that, but I just happen to be like that. You understand?
Everybody ain't like that, man. I ain't got time to be dealing with really, everybody ain't got time to even sit up and listen like this. Man, you look up a Christian, man. Other than that, I've been out this job looking for what apartment number did they give you?
They gave me like 329 or something like that. I can't stay there, man.
That's where I'm going to meet you at, man. Meet me at 329, 6 o'clock tonight. How about them numbers?
Okay. So how about these numbers right here? 877-29-STEVE.
What that mean?
877-29-STEVE.
877-29-C.
You ain't never heard that number before?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
That's the number to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, because this is Nephew Tommy, and you just got pranked by your coworker, Linda.
This sounds crazy as hell. I was believing it for a second. Had me rolling. God, got me about to take off and go to the lease now. I'll be calling. Hey, now, who you say got me now?
Yo, ain't you got a coworker named Linda?
Linda? Ain't this about Linda coming for Linda right now? I wonder why the hell she taking so long. She put she on some man. God, y'all had me going though, man.
Hey, Dale, I got one more thing to ask you, man.
Go ahead.
Dale, you at work for real, ain't you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, man, get back to work, man. Your phone off the hook over there.
All right.
There you have it. Thank you.
What would you rather have, go to pranks or Earth, Wind & Fire? Buy pranks.
Go to pranks.
Strawberry Letter coming up next. The subject is, he can laugh, but I can't. We'll get into that right after this.
Earth, Wind & Fire ain't got no movie.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
It is time now for the Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking on Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he can laugh, but I can't. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 8 years and we have 3 children under age 6. That means I'm always tired and trying to get a nap whenever I can. If I happen to be in the bed lying down or on the couch lying down, my husband thinks it's a perfect time for him to ask for sex. Although I might be very tired at the moment, I will always give him a quickie so he won't feel neglected. I don't want to be so tired that I make him go seek intimacy from another woman. Last week, I was so tired that I fell asleep a couple of times during intimacy and my husband did not stop. That was the most inconsiderate thing he's ever done to me. I ignored him for 2 days until he gave me a proper apology. Right after that, he was out back talking to his friend on the phone, and I heard him cackling like an old hen. He told his friend that the lovemaking is getting more terrible than it has ever been, and that I expect him to do all of the work. Whatever his friend said back to him, he started laughing and could not stop. He kept on agreeing with him and saying that's exactly how bad our sex is. So since he thought having sex with me was so funny, I planned a romantic evening for us. And after we got out of the bubble bath, we moved to the bedroom. As soon as he touched me, I giggled. He asked if I was okay, but I ignored him. Midway through sex, I was laughing so loudly that he stopped. I told him he's not what he used to be either, but I put up with him. He got so offended and said that he would not tolerate the disrespect because he knows he's the king at pleasing women. Now he's mad. So he can laugh, but I can't. Yeah, that's exactly what he thinks. That's what he's doing. All you did was give him a taste of his very own medicine. And of course, he hated it. When he was talking to his friend, not once did he consider your feelings that you may hear him or anything. It was okay for him, but not for you. That's not what he should have been telling his friend about that part of your marriage anyway. That's why they call it intimacy, okay? It's not his friend's business what goes on in your bedroom. That is between you and your husband, period. Now his fragile ego is bruised and he's mad. And it's a good time, I think, now to talk to him and let him know how you feel. And when you're tired from the kids and he wants sex and when he complains to his friend, tell him all about that. Maybe, you know, if he helps you more with the kids, maybe you wouldn't be so tired. Tell him all of it. So if there's a possibility of you guys working it out, you can. Steve?
Okay. First of all, before I get started, I like Shirley's answer. So I'm not mad at that at all. I think it has some valid points to it. And I can understand where she's coming from because she did make a good point about, look, dude, if you help out a little bit, it might be a little bit more cooperative. But I think the letter of he can laugh, but I can't. I don't even really think that's what this letter's about because the damaging part of this letter is all in the top. It ain't at the bottom until he made this one stupid statement at the bottom that just threw me completely. This woman, they have 3 children. They've been married 8 years. They got 3 kids all under the age of 6. She been pregnant the whole time. You've been married 8 years. You got three kids, all of them under the age of six. After 2 years, this woman been pregnant half the time, if you do the math on it. Right? I mean, that's been a lot. And having children is hard. And having children is like, oh, whew. It's a phenomenal thing that women are able to do. So she says she's always tired. I can believe that. I really can. And she's trying to get a nap whenever she can. Three kids under six. Now, here's a problem. If I happen to be in the bed lying down or on the couch lying down, my husband thinks it's the perfect time for him to ask for sex. Well, let me give you the male point of view on that. You know what your husband is thinking? Well, you are just laying there. You ain't doing nothing. Which is what she needs to do. Be able to lay there and do nothing. Because when she's awake and them kids is awake, she busy. But no, Mr. Selfish, well, you just laying here. And then you said, although I might be very tired at the moment, I will always give him a quickie so he won't feel neglected. I don't want to be so tired that I make him go seek intimacy from another woman. Wow. That's awfully considerate of you. Now, it's too bad he don't give you the same consideration. I want it. Well, damn, dog. Okay, so I got it. So now, you're a very considerate person. He isn't. So then, last week, she said she was so tired that she fell asleep a couple of times during intimacy, and my husband did not stop. Well, now, we got a problem here. You mean I ain't doing nothing worth a damn where you can just go to sleep while I'm working? And you fell asleep a couple of times during intimacy and he didn't stop. Damn. That was the most inconsiderate thing he's ever done to me. I ignored him for a couple of days until he gave me a proper apology. That's crazy. I don't think this dude is all that spectacular in bed. Now, I know later on he gonna say that and I'll point that out. But you ain't going to sleep while I'm in here working. That's all.
All right. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he can laugh, but I can't. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he can laugh, but I can't.
Well, this woman has these children, right? And she has three children, all under age six. She's been married to a guy 8 years. And she's always tired from the kids. And so she's laying down on the sofa or the bed. Her husband thinks that's the perfect time to ask for sex. She accommodates him even though she's tired because she don't want him to go seeking intimacy from another woman. And then she'll give him a quickie so he don't feel neglected. She's very considerate. And so anyway, last week she said she was so tired that she fell asleep a couple of times during intimacy and my husband did not stop. Damn, dog. While y'all was being intimate, she fell asleep twice. What was you doing? Dog, I'm telling you right now, bro, you ain't the cook in the kitchen you thought you were because she sleep. So then he didn't stop. And then she said, that's the most inconsiderate thing he's ever done to me. So I ignored him for a couple of days till he gave me a proper apology. Right after that, he was out in the backyard talking to one of his friends on the phone. And you heard him laughing and joking to his friend on the phone. He told his friend that the lovemaking is getting more terrible than it's ever been and that I expect him to do all the work. This is what your husband is saying. Whatever his friend said back to him, he started laughing and couldn't stop. He kept on agreeing with him and saying, that's exactly how bad our sex is. Wait a minute, man. I didn't know. Excuse me. I've been a man a long time. I didn't know that men did that. I really didn't. I personally have never had a conversation with any of my friends about their wife and their sex life. Not a one. I've never been in a group of men and we're talking and one man starts talking about his sex life with his wife. His girl, that's a whole nother thing. Some chick over there, yeah, that, that. But I've never heard a man discuss him and his wife's sex life to another man. I've never heard it. Obviously, it happens, but I've never heard it. This must be a young couple. Because in the old school book of things, that's just not how we do it. A group of me and friends and I get together. We all went to college together. We together once a year. And we are as cool can be. We've never had that discussion amongst each other. Ever. And we close. So I didn't know you could do that. But anyway, let's get down to this letter. Whatever the friend said back, he laughed and he couldn't stop it. He kept agreeing with him, saying that's exactly how bad the sex is. So since he thought having sex with me was so funny, I planned this romantic evening. We get out the bubble bath. We're in there having dinner. We go to the bedroom. And as soon as he touched me, I giggled. So he asked if I was okay, but I ignored him. Midway through sex, I was laughing so loudly that he stopped. Okay, so she giving him a taste of his own medicine. I told him he's not what he used to be either. But I put up with him. He got so offended and he said he would not tolerate the disrespect. Now, this is the next line I couldn't believe came out his mouth. He said, because he knows he's the king at pleasing women.
He was mad, dog. He was mad.
Yeah. But you told that to your wife?
Stupid.
Dumb. I'm the king of pleasing women. You said that to your wife? Now, that gives me a time to point out something. If you're the king of pleasing women, what happened when during intimacy a couple of times your wife fell asleep while the king of pleasure was in there handling his business? Hey, King, I got news for you. You ain't who you think you are, dog. She was asleep twice. You said you the king at pleasing women. The one you got went to sleep twice while you was in there at work. Mm-hmm. Dog, you ain't the king of pleasing women. You ain't even the prince. You're the court gesture. Yeah. you a quaalude, dog. That's what you are. You a nice little quaalude. Now he's mad. So he can laugh, but I can't. I can't believe your husband said that. It's too bad. He'll get over it. He don't tolerate the disrespect. Well, you see me sleeping, you keep on badgering me. That's disrespectful too. If y'all don't sit down and have a conversation real soon, y'all headed for an ugly part of your marriage. And that's a real deal. Y'all need to sit down and have this talk. Shirley was 100% correct. You need to tell him how he feels, how you feel sometime about him not allowing you to give it rest. And then y'all can have, instead of a bunch of little short remorseful quickies, you can have some actual real times if you plan it a little bit better. And then both of y'all could be happy.
That's
but
right.
He's self-centered and selfish because he wanted when he wanted. Mm-hmm. And quit giving it to him because you ain't going to do nothing but go to sleep right now because your king of pleasure ain't the king of pleasure no more. He ain't KP.
Leave your comments on today's letter.
He ain't KP. He LP. Lil Pleasure.
On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
Stop going to sleep on me. I know that.
Coming up next, it is Junior in Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, let's just say congratulations to Tiger Woods' son, Charlie, as they won their high school state golf championship at 14. You know, why are we even shocked?
High that school?
Is, yeah, Charlie, 14, man. Won this as a freshman, won state championship.
That's a bad boy, man. Have you seen
why
it?
Why are we even Yeah, I saw him, man.
If I had his game.
Man.
Right now.
The 14-year-old?
I could beat everybody I play with.
Yeah.
If I had this golf game, If I hit any of my shots like he hit him.
Right.
He walked like his daddy. Stand
he got
like
it honestly.
Yeah, he got it honestly.
Dad like is the GOAT. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michael Jordan got some sons too. So what we talking about?
They don't stand like that.
Yeah.
I get just cause that's your daddy. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. Don't do that.
Well, I tell you
just
what.
Just cause that's your daddy.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and tell you this, huh? Master P's son, Mercy Miller. He's in high school, man. Senior 6'8". He has scored 68 points in a high school, setting the record for his son. I mean, for his school. 68. Dropped 68.
All of Master P's boys can play. Romeo yeah. can play, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and he's yeah. going to the University
of Houston. He got game, though.
Remember he played for the yeah. Charlotte Hornets? Remember that? Mm-hmm. Remember that big deal? Mm-hmm. Everybody say
what's,
just because he's your daddy.
What school are you going to, Junior?
University of Houston, man. Committed to the University of Houston.
Yes, sir.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cougs.
Yeah, like we need it. We need him. He's boy, this boy here, he got an NBA future. I have to tell you that. Also, Unc, man, you know that speaking of basketball, that the Lakers won the in-season tournament. I know you ain't heard about that, Unc, but they won over the weekend. And they plan on hanging a banner for the in-season tournament. Now, you think this is not a championship.
I don't even know what that is, man.
It's just a tournament in the middle of the season. That's all. They won it in Vegas. Go ahead, Carl.
But do you guys think the tournament made the game more exciting this early
no,
in the season?
No, made it more confusing.
Yeah, it was confusing, if anything.
It was confusing. Yeah.
Very confusing.
Because I saw my husband watching it, and I was like, maybe it's interesting, maybe.
Well, it's better than baseball, so.
Well, baseball's over, right? Okay.
Well, it's the first championship.
Anything.
It's the first one, and the mm-hmm. Lakers won it. They're going to mm-hmm. hang a banner. Now, everybody's saying, like, this ain't the NBA championship. It's just the in-season tournament. Just take the money, because everybody got $500,000 apiece. Just take your $500,000.
Everybody got how much?
$500,000 apiece.
Half a million?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
On top of the salary?
Oh. Yeah.
On top of it.
On top of it. So, you know, right. Congratulations to the Lakers for the in-season tournament win. Now, next, hey.
Thank you, Junior.
NBA championship.
Coming up at the top of the hour. Can an outside child break up a marriage if it happened before they got married? That's the question somebody wants you to answer, Steve, and we'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is from CJ in Lansing, Steve. CJ says, my wife joined a group that supports after-school programs for children. She told me that there's a little boy at one of the schools, and he looks just like me. He walks like me, and his initials are CJ, but his last name is Jeffries. My heart jumped into my throat because there's a good chance that I have a son or a daughter out there that I don't know about. I was a wild boy before I joined the military, and when I left, I didn't keep in touch with anyone. I told my wife to see if she can find out information on the mother of the boy, and she got mad, as if I had admitted he was my son. How can she get upset with me if it might have happened before I met her? How do I handle this?
You asked her that.
Wait a minute, bro, what did you tell your wife to find out information on the mother? What's wrong with you? You stupid.
But he did it.
Dog, you could have did that on your own if you were curious. You don't drag your wife into that. Now your wife going, wait a minute, there's a possibility that this is your boy?
I was just playing.
Man.
Dog, that ain't the brightest thing you could do, to ask your wife, get some information on the mother, because it could be a... Man,
but he did it.
You got a cousin or somebody you could ask?
Oh, nonchalant.
Dog, you know how many kids look like me?
Really? But...
Man, I see them all the time.
And what do you say?
Not what I'm going to say. It ain't mine. Hell. Hey, little boy, what's your mama name? What city your mama live in? No, you shouldn't do that. All right,
but how should he handle it? What should he do? I mean, he's done, you know, what he should have done.
He done it now. It's nothing you can do now, bro. Can she get mad? She's already mad. What do you mean, can she get mad? She mad now.
Mm-hmm.
Can that break up your relationship? Bruh.
He should have researched that on his own.
But your damn own.
He should have.
Find out who the little boy was. Get some information. Man, you stupid, man.
Went to the military and didn't learn a damn thing. Just out there, come back home.
So you have no advice for what he should do now that it's out?
He should have stayed in the military, man.
Nah, he should.
Should have stayed in the military.
The damage is done.
Bro, I don't know what you dog. You didn't admit it to something you ain't did? Damn, dog.
Yeah.
You stupid.
Head on a maybe.
You got another one, Shirley?
Do you have one? That's it.
Oh, you can't help him. Oh.
You can't help Brother Man. Okay, you can't help CJ.
Bro, all right. Dumb.
All right, we do have time for another one. This is from Lexi in Orlando. Lexi says, my dad is close friends with my ex-boyfriend, and I don't like that at all, so I've been avoiding my dad. My dad came by to talk to me about the situation, and my new boyfriend jumped into the mix and told my dad that he needs to get some friends his own age. What? They got into an argument, and now my dad hates my boyfriend. Why is my dad all up in my business? Did my boyfriend handle this correctly?
No.
Your boyfriend should have stayed out of that.
Yeah. He really should have.
Mm. And then that should have been between you and your dad, and your dad should have came over here and made amends. You got to distance yourself. You can't do that, man. You got to respect your daughter, and so you got to distance yourself. But the boyfriend, man, you need to get some friends your own age. What? Yeah.
You out of line.
Hold up, dog.
No respect.
Who you talking to? Who you talking to?
That's
dog, father. Let me tell you something, man. Young boy would have a real problem with me. What you talking to me about anything about me or my daughter?
Man.
You ain't put no ring on it. You ain't marrying nobody. Man, why are you talking to me? Your punk ass. I ain't never had that happen to me. And I'd had everything go down.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not finna be the boyfriend finna have no damn conversation with me. Now, you can't be their husband and talk to me crazy. And I respect you. You know, I go over their house and everything. They rules. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in another man's house. Son-in-law, I obey his rule. You're not finna talk to me crazy no damn kind of way.
Yeah. All right. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so guys, we want to congratulate a Chicago teenager. Her name is Dorothy Jean Tillman. She's just earned a PhD Dorothy Jean Tillman.
You know she's
named after someone. Yes, yes, she's 17. She's 17 years old. She got a PhD.
Is this a current story?
Yes.
What you thought of 1940?
You thought it was from 1969?
Damn. You know she was named after someone in her family. Anyway, she got a PhD, Steve, from Arizona State University. Like I said, she's 17. Ms. Tillman completed and defended her dissertation for the Integrated Behavioral Health Program, and she will march in the May commencement program at Arizona State. Tillman holds a bachelor's degree and double master's degrees. According to Chicago News 7, Ms. Tillman is less concerned with her credentials on paper and more interested in inspiring other kids and teens to dream big. And that's something
you better go ahead on, little girl, with your smart self.
Ms. Dorothy Jean Tillman.
Smart is a gift.
Yeah.
Smart is a gift.
Come on, black girl magic.
But you can't.
Yep. You can go down there and change your name, though. You can go change your name. If you
leave her name alone. Yeah.
That girl ain't got D-D. To be Dorothy the rest of her life now. Stop.
I'm sure D-D. She's named after someone.
Call yourself DD, baby.
DJ Dorothy Jean.
Whoever she named after, no, Shirley, that person ain't here no more.
No. Dot is still kind of old, but Dottie is real old.
Dottie Jean Tillman. That's better. Lord, have mercy. All right. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather New Year's Eve in Las Vegas, or would you rather New Year's Eve in Times Square in New York? Which one?
Oh, Las Vegas.
Oh, hell no.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. I've been to the ball drop in New York. Yeah. I've hosted New Year's Eve three times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No way. Las Vegas. I've been to New Year's Eve on Las Vegas.
Too cold. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's too cold. It's the most unreasonable thing you've ever seen, man. That parade, that ball drop. No, sir. No, sir.
That was crazy.
All right. Would you rather snowball fight with your spouse, or would you rather a pillow fight with your spouse?
I got to have a pillow fight. That's what I got to have. You hit me with a snowball, it could be, you know, we go on to the hospital right after that.
Oh, Christ. Oh, no.
You put some rocks in.
I know how to throw a damn snowball. I'm from Cleveland. I'll put it on your ass. I know how to pack it and everything.
You stain me with that, Uncle. It's next hot thing out of my mouth is,
You have no idea how many rocks I done had in the middle of my snowball.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather have extended family over for Christmas, or would you just rather FaceTime them?
B.
FaceTime them. And not have the family over.
No, hell no.
They don't know when to leave, though, man. They just.
I'm so glad my family.
Well, you get this tree in here.
Oh, too many questions.
What you doing with two trees?
Must be nice.
Your light
everybody
bill,
ain't Lord, ain't
your light bill in here. Look at all these bathrooms. You know how much money he's spending on toilet tissue? What? No, seriously, I had a relative say that one time. All these bathrooms, you know how much they probably spending on toilet tissue, lady? Toilet tissue is the least of my concern.
Right.
That ain't the bill I'm talking about in my house. The damn toilet tissue.
All right.
Y'all dogs stay in the house? Yeah.
Would you rather Christmas bonuses for your staff, or would you rather do a Christmas potluck dinner?
Come on up.
No, I'd rather give y'all money. Hell, I might.
Well, get to giving it. Let's go. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. What's up? Saturday, big
ready?
Dog.
Come on. We ready.
You don't want no potluck, man?
No.
No, Shirley.
You scared what Shirley gonna bring?
Everybody got
that was coming.
Everybody won't take that chance right here. Monica can cook. Carla can cook. Shirley, dog. I got to be sitting at the door to watch what her. I got to watch what her pot look like. Make sure.
What if it's the crock pot?
It's the red crock pot. Shirley bought in the red crock pot.
Good looking.
Yeah. All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, it is our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. And earlier we played a round of One Has to Go, and we had a couple left over, Steve. One was, and you and Tommy, of course, got into it with One Has to Go with the OJs, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the Temptations. Tommy said that Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I said Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You put him out the family.
He done that 100 times.
He out the family right now.
Over a game.
Over a damn game. Yes, ma'am. There's certain things we don't lie in this family.
Yeah. All right. All right, here we go. Sanford and Son, Good Times, Jeffersons. One Has to Go.
Oh, Jefferson. No, you can't do that. What?
Jeffersons? George, you taking George out?
Dog, Good soon Times as we get... and Sanford and Son.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we make some money, you get rid of us. Lord.
Bye.
Moving on up.
Bye. No hesitation.
Junior, Good Times,
James, dog.
Yeah, I'd have to go with the Jeffersons. I would, Jefferson. Too.
Wow. So, Tommy, which one then? Which one?
I'm torn. I'm not getting rid of Red Fox, that's for sure. He's definitely not going.
Okay.
And so you're getting rid of the Evans family?
God, dog.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Nah, I can't go to Chicago and do that.
That's damn near dumbest that Earth, Wind, and Fire answer. I guess. Yes. Every answer you give is stupid.
All right, come on. Which one?
Ooh. He said it. Good Times. He said
okay.
It.
Okay. Yeah. Good Times. Ooh. Okay.
Why would you get rid of Good Times?
Because he a fool. I told you he ain't in the family. I told y'all.
Yeah. One Has to Go. Gap Band. Maze.
God, though.
And God, Commodores. Though. The Commodores.
Oh, God.
Lionel Rich and them.
Lionel Rich and them.
Oh, Lord, help us.
Commodores, Gap Band.
Lord, take me now.
I'll take me now.
Oh, Father God.
Charlie,
Frankie
Beverly, and Lionel Richie.
Oh, you can't keep running in and out of my life.
Well, they're not going, so what else you got?
And Maze?
It's got to be Maze.
What?
What did you say?
It's got to be Maze. Now you can't go to Philly.
It's got to be Maze. You stupid black.
And I don't know from what?
You about to tell his damn nephew.
Maze. Sat up in your chair.
Maze. For
he
me,
said Maze.
If I, man, I don't know how I'm finna say this here. Cause sail on down the line. I may be just a foolish dreamer.
The Commodore.
Yeah. Once, twice, three times a lady. They got so many damn.
Yeah, here. Love will find
no
a way.
No way we can let them go.
Well, That's Lionel Richie. Zoom. Right.
Brick House.
Zoom?
Yeah, Brick House.
Slippery when it's wet. Ow. Oh,
one has
away.
To go. All right, one has to go.
Oh, is it
Junior?
The Gap Band? Which one is it, big dog?
Gap Band.
Come on, Steve. You all take too long. It's a game.
Maze. Man, this is hard.
He has not given us one.
Man,
I have to.
Gap Band, Maze.
You don't have to sing all their songs. We know the songs. Just pick a group.
All right, or we're moving on.
I have to let the Commodore.
We can't hear you.
What?
Say it like you mean it. Say it with
what?
Chest.
Say it with your chest. Yeah. You letting the Commodores go?
Wow, Steve.
Zoom?
All right, come on. Here we go.
I can't let Maze go, dude.
Can't. It means too much to you. All right. Hey, one has to go. New Edition. Jodeci.
Oh, this is going to be easy.
Boys to Men.
What? Jodeci?
Hell no.
Junior's Jodeci.
Boys to Men.
Are New Edition, Jodeci, Boys to Men.
New Edition.
New Edition?
New Edition ain't going nowhere. Ever.
Ooh. New Edition after they added Johnny? What?
Nah.
And before.
And Boyz II Men ain't going nowhere.
Oh, Boyz II Men ain't going no damn where.
Okay.
Hold your... Who?
New Edition, Josie, Boyz II Men.
Hold your neck.
Man, it's going to have to be Boyz II Men. Josie can't go nowhere. I don't get it.
Boyz II Men?
Yeah.
You stupid. What? Bald head. You...
Say it with your chest, Junior.
I'm surprised your ass.
Jodeci.
Did you say Boyz II Men?
What did you say?
Get rid of Boyz II Men.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I said.
I'm surprised your ass right now ain't having a crisis. Right now. I'm just surprised. I don't want you to because I love you, little bro. But right now to throw my ass into a crisis right now. I'm surprised you ain't sitting up here balling up right now. I'll be
this the last time we doing this. Go too far.
Boyz II Men.
I like this game.
Yeah, sure. We get too mad at each other.
We ain't doing this game.
Man,
no
I take Jodeci ass out of there so fast.
What?
New Edition.
Yep.
What?
Boyz II Men. Do you know the hits Boyz II Men got?
Temperature is like 100 degrees.
Well, I'm going with Jodeci.
All right, y'all have a nice day. We'll be back tomorrow with these two ignorant ass people I've worked with. One got to go. Steve Harvey Jr. or Tommy? And that'll be the question tomorrow. We'll be back with who got to go tomorrow. I tell you right now, it ain't going to be me. We'll be back tomorrow. Y'all have a great day.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.